the second most senior associate justice of the United States Supreme Court, Antonin Scalia. Yay! Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Considered to be one of the greatest minds to ever serve as a justice.
Oh, come on.
I got that off of site.
Who told you that?
I'm not sucking up. I got
somebody.
Your
wrote
wife.
It. Somebody wrote it.
That was your wife. No, of all people, my wife would not say that.
Well, I actually say that because I got a ticket for double parking. Can you take care of that?
No, I couldn't.
Oh, I scratch that part then.
I don't think. You know, when I came up to Washington, the first job I had, I was general counsel of a new agency. And the first thing the boss asked me to do was to fix a ticket form.
Really?
Honest to goodness. And I told him I'm utterly powerless.
Do you get that now? Big. Do people call you up?
No, cousins,
hey, can you fix a ticket?
In 26 years on the federal bench in Washington, I have never been approached by any executive official, no matter how high up or how low down, or any member of either House of Congress on a pending issue. I mean, now, that's remarkable.
That is remarkable.
They just know that it's not done, and they don't do it.
Well, they know you're not the guy to go to.
Well, no.
He's never going
to
help us.
Skip him, go to someone else.
How about Thomas? He might help us.
Let's give him a shot.
So you started out in Jersey, moved to Queens? Your father was a professor of Romance languages?
Romance languages.
What is that?
Languages based on Latin, French, Spanish, and Italian, and also the only one he didn't know, Romanian.
See, when I was a kid, romance language was, hey, Marie, get your dog.
What's the matter with you?
Well, you're a professor, too.
That's right. Does it help being a Supreme Court justice when you have an argument with a wife?
No, you know that. A man is never,
you know
never,
that.
Is never appreciated by his wife or his valet.
Yeah. Right.
I don't have a valet. Right. So.
She overrules you, yeah. Right.
Do you come out the next day, emerge from the bedroom with a long written opinion on her position?
No, she does.
No, actually, my wife occasionally refers to me as Mr. Clueless.
Oh.
Because
is that her nickname for you?
Doesn't she at least say Mr. Justice Clueless?
No, listen, she acknowledges that I am the last authority, at least in our household, on the Constitution.
Uh-huh.
I do the Constitution, and she does everything else.
Do you have to, like, take out the garbage and cut the lawn? Do you do that stuff?
Yeah, I cut the lawn.
You cut the lawn?
Not in your robe, right?
Now I get caught in my robe.
No. I've been known to wear shorts.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
See?
The neighbors have complained.
Yeah. Right. Especially that one day it was really windy. Whoops.